What's going on, everybody? This is Mike B and this is Mike Bennett and Mike Baker.
I forgot this one. Mike B, right?
That's what they call me, right? I mean, isn't it? But yeah, this is Mike Bennett and Mike Baker coming at you with another episode. In fact, I think this may be the fifth or the sixth episode. I can't remember.
I think we're on six now.
This is sixth episode of the Apple Advisory. Coming back from off for a great break, man. Hope everybody's been doing well. How you doing, Mike?
I'm great, man. I'm getting over my sickness. I thought I was like 4 feet in the grave the other day, so I'm coming back like I'm 1 foot and jumping around, bouncing around the grave right now. So I'm all right.
Jumping up, trying to, hey man, I'm the same. It's just the season, man. It was 70 degrees last week, and now it's like 35 or like 40 somewhere in Atlanta. So it's hitting us hard. But enough of that, man. I hope everybody's doing well. They're not as sick as us. But as always, we wanted to get some hard critique if need be, and we're gonna get some congratulations, some hand claps to those in the tech industry that's doing a thing. Unfortunately for Apple, it always seems like it's heavy critique. But for the topics we want to cover today, three I find all interesting, good, interesting, and bad interesting. The first one says Apple's top of the line computer costs more than a BMW. Like that really matters. Secondly, Apple News teams with ABC News for 2020 presidential election coverage, which it sounds like it's good, but Apple wrote the article. So we'll see. And then lastly, says Apple could reach $2 trillion in worth. So and that seems like it's more just more stick measuring. But know, that we can jump into it, man. As far as Apple's, it says Apple's top online computer cost more than the BMW. I wanted to read this first little excerpt, this first line from the article. It says, BMW, the maker of many fine luxury automobiles, often refers to its cars as the ultimate driving machine. Comparatively, Apple's co-founder Steve Jobs once referred to the computer as a bicycle for the mind. I think that's interesting because, like, you know, overall, Steve Jobs, I mean, he was a master copywriter, right? Like how he put that, how he just said that in itself is something that would sell someone, right? But I think that what's happened over the course of time with Apple is that they've become so much more focused on selling that as far as the fulfillment process and the delivery has been, it hasn't, in my humble but honest opinion, hasn't been up to par with the promises that they make, right? And just the idea, I guess it can be a feat to some to say that they're one of their devices that the common person should use would cost the same as a BMW. Some people will look at that and, you know, give them a pat on the back about that. But then it's like, you know, why is this really important? You know, what would someone, and we are in the tech industry, right? But like what, I think they say here that it could cost more than $50,000 a MacBook Pro. Like with me being
Pro, the Mac Pro,
that's
cheese grater.
I read it wrong. This is the Mac Pro. I mean, what purpose does that really serve?
It's no consumer purpose at all. That's totally a pro device. I mean, like Apple in general is not like, I mean, they're a technology company, but they're a technology company like how like Lamborghini is a car company.
Yeah.
I mean, like ain't nobody riding around the average people ain't riding around in Lamborghinis left and right. I mean, but Lamborghini makes money off of like concepts and engineering ideology. I mean, like somewhere they can write a paper on how to improve fuel efficiency on an engine. You know I mean, and then everybody take that paper and go and improve their engines. You know I mean, like they get money on like,
they have a patent on how to improve.
I mean, they got a patent on how to improve. And like, you can take this model out here and use it for yourself, but you know, you want to pay for it. And like the only people that's really buying their cars are the few, cause there's only a few of the cars that's out there. Like, really, like the iPhone now has become the the bottom device of Apple. Yeah, I mean, it's the top seller. It's the top seller, but it's the entry device. Yeah, I mean, like it's like the first step you can take to get anything that's Apple's. Yeah, I mean, like if you want to Apple anything, that's your entry point. And that's really like, that's just to appease to the masses. But like, if you want to get anything else, like a laptop, a desktop, or this MacBook Pro, you basically got to be a professional or you're spending way too much money. I seen somebody, I didn't want to put on blast, but I seen somebody the other day buy her like, I don't want to say she like 8, 9. She might not even be that old, but like bought her daughter a Mac Air. Yeah. And like, that's cool. But like, I don't believe you're going to get 90% of the benefit out of the Mac Air. Like I mean, they bought it because, you know, it was the rose gold color.
Yeah.
It's Apple. So, you know, it has a name. I mean, but it definitely like probably, and she immediately complained about how much it costs. Like it's not worth it really in comparison to all the other things that she could have gotten for the same price point, but it's really it's like a personal value. It's like, what do you place that value on? And then, you know, Apple is good at marketing at that. Like they pull at people's heartstrings and their emotions to say like, what value do you really place on this based on everything? Like based on the pictures that they take. Like I look at this picture now of this Mac Pro, the perfect dimensions of how level it is to the eye line of the Mac picture, and like everything is perfectly cut and laid out. Like they design everything, market everything to a T, and they treat it like that. I wouldn't even consider Apple to be like, they say it's worth more than the BMW, but I wouldn't consider it like BMW level. I would say it's like more like a Lamborghini, because BMWs you can get everywhere.
I see BMWs everywhere. Like, you know what I mean? But like, you don't see no Lambos everywhere. And it's like, I think you put it perfectly, man. That I think people kind of like the iPhone is what we call in marketing, like that's the tripwire. I mean, like they make it's such a, compared to all the other things that you have to offer, it's such a low thing. You can almost give it away for free. And in fact, you've seen that where they've talked about giving away devices and stuff like that. But then, you know, they, like you said, they just do an excellent job marketing it. And I think that when you hear stuff like this, it just goes to show that Apple has done a great job creating trophy devices and then selling them as if it's going to be worth more than what the trophy is. It's almost like, you know how you have you have a trophy and you get it, and it's something where you look at it and it symbolizes like you're able to get it, but it doesn't really serve your purpose.
Yeah, you know what I mean, status apparatus, bro. It's a status apparatus. Yeah, I mean, if you don't have a status, you can get this apparatus. that's what that joint is, and that entry point is basically like everybody. I mean, I won't say everybody, but a lot, because I got one, but like a lot of people that I see in them, it's like they use it as a point as of part of their personality. It's part of like, this is my character. I'm an Apple mindset. You know what I mean? I ain't got time for these things. I'm making moves, baby. you ain't going nowhere. But I mean, that's the concept that Apple gives you, and that's what it puts you in. It puts you in that mindset. And most of that comes from Steve Jobs. It's like, you know, Steve Jobs used to knock people off their ass for real. Like somebody would come around acting like they was top shit. Steve Jobs will put him down. Yeah, you know I mean, like you ain't nothing. You know
why mean? Somebody call me Steve Jobs?
Yeah, I mean, let me show you why I got Apple, bro. Let me show you what the deal is. You know I mean, and like that personality is what everybody loves for real. And being able to get something like an Apple device makes them feel like they got that personality. I mean, they got that swag for real. I mean, and like that's what they do. They able to sell that. Once they realize that that's what they were selling. I mean, they designed their phone to be able to do that job, to be able to say, this is not anything else. Don't touch me. you dirty motherfucker. Get your stanky hands off of me. I'm an Apple user.
Because I'm an Android.
You're an Android. You know what I mean? I spit on you, Androids. I mean, like, that's what they, and that's what they, and that's how they act. You know what I mean? Like, people be with them out. You see all the memes everywhere. Oh, you got a green dot.
Right. You know what I'm saying?
Green bubble. I mean, like, yeah. Boy, you wipe your ass just like me. Your shit stink.
Yeah. Like, you can see it, man. That's where they're excelling. Like, these things, like, even an article like this, it sounds like almost like a Apple plant had made this, right? Because they come from Apple. But for those who are part of the who are indoctrinated by Apple, and they, you know, I got to watch it too, because, you know, shoot, I got an Apple device. I have an iPhone, and you be feeling like that sometimes. You broken messages from these other Android users and stuff. But, you know, it would happen. Happens is that when you hear stuff like this and you're a part of the team, it almost, although you ain't going to afford it, it kind of makes you feel comforted, and it plays on your emotions that like for you to stick with it, because they're able to do things like this. Like, once you're not able to, you don't have the status and the fortune to be able to blow, you know, 60,000 bones on a computer, but right. The fact that you are associated with a company that has options like that plays on your mind, where you feel like you're a part of something that gives you the incentive to stick, because you don't want to be on the opposing side, right? And I think really that's just, I'll be going deep into where they're giving away a lot of their marketing tricks, bro. Because that's all of what it is. I see, man, is that they are finding a way to look at the intricacies and use that to pull on the heartstrings of those who are maybe on the line of trying to get something, and then trying to, you know, as a way to validate those who have already bought into the Apple ideology. You know, that's all.
Yeah, I mean, because really something like this, just something, just like this entry level. I'm reading the price points. Like, this entry level BMW, they were saying that the 3 Series BMW costs $40,000, and to get the top of the line Apple Mac Pro, 28 cores, 1.5 terabytes of memory, 4 terabytes of storage, 2 graphics cards with 32 gigs of storage of RAM on the graphics cards, $50,000. I mean, that's somebody's salary. Yeah, I mean, nobody is doing that unless you work somewhere, or you're employed somewhere, or you know, it's your business and you do production level stuff where you need that. It's not a home device at all. I mean, like, but it's all of it is a show device. It's all meant to be like, yo, I'm doing this on this. I mean, I don't even have to say no more. I don't have to say no more. You don't even need to know what I'm doing. Just know that I got this $50,000 device. Everything else said itself.
Watch out.
Yeah. I mean. And I mean, that's that thing. That's what it do. That's what Apple's for.
Pretty much. But let's jump into this next article, man. It says Apple News teams with ABC News for 2020 presidential election coverage. So I think just looking at the title, right, it makes you think, like, I think they are moving in a useful direction, something that would mean something to the people. I mean, you know, the presidential election is coming up. There's a lot of silly stuff that's been going on for the past 4 years. I mean, some would say that, some would feel like, you know, it's been progressive, but in a weird way. But nonetheless, the presidential election is coming up, and Apple News partnering up with ABC seems like a good move, because for one, if Apple News is constantly giving news on Apple, of course, you know that they're going to be saying stuff in the best interest of Apple. But as far as them partnering up with ABC News for this, I mean, maybe I was sitting there thinking, like, what if there's something that happens during this where, like, somehow, some way, the presidential election coverage, it brings up, like, something that is not in the best interest of Apple. Do you think Apple News would have that a part of its news syndicate?
Right. And
I don't really think it would. You know, it's a...
That's kind of a iffy topic, because, like, right now, if you notice, they never do talk about Apple. I mean, like that's Apple's never really part of the data collection conversation, the tracking your data, the tracking people, privacy, facial recognition. They never are part of those companies. Always Amazon, Facebook, Google, Microsoft. Apple has been able to be safely taken out of that, because all of last year, at least for the past 2 years, they've been toting around, we're the privacy company. You know what I mean, like, we're always, you're always safe with our stuff because we don't track you. We don't do this. We just buy our expensive ass shit. You don't have to be tracked. You know what I mean, but like this, I think this partnership, it has a benefit for them. I think it's kind of weird. Like originally when I was reading, I was thinking Apple TV, but Apple News, it makes sense as well because, I mean, ABC News, they don't really have like a digital footprint anywhere major right now. Like, you know, they do their own thing. You know, they have their own website, and you know, ABC is associated with all these local news organizations that do local news and whatnot. But they really don't have their own place when it comes to like streaming and like being like a dominant player in like news of the digital age right now. Like they have to partner up with somebody else. They're just part of the larger aggregate of everyone's news. I mean, so like partnering up with Apple at least gives them a place at a top spot in news in the digital market, because like ABC, NBC is basically Comcast and Universal.
Yeah.
I mean, and like they got, you know, NBC can definitely get in people's houses. I mean, because they got a main way to distribute their media. So
for right now.
Yeah, for right.
While cable's still not obsolete yet, right?
Yeah,
it's on its way out.
Exactly. I mean, they had Hulu for a long time. And they were able to get their stuff out through that. But you know, Disney recently bought Hulu.
Disney on the roll, but go ahead.
ABC, I think this is more like a positive for ABC more than it is for Apple, for real. Like ABC has so much content. Like I feel like this is just a beginning partnership. Usually news is one of those things that's like that's just always consistent content, so you always can have content because you got news, for real, and it's always new news. And is new.
Different interpretations of the same news.
Yeah,
that's always like
yeah, exactly. You got different point of views, and like what point of view matches this, and it seems like ABC would be a good fit for Apple. I feel like Apple might be trying to use them more to get into the overall television game because of Apple TV, because they really are trying to figure out how can they get in out of the live television movement. And ABC is basically one of the top broadcasters, American Broadcasting Company, essentially.
Yeah.
So like they have all the like the content creation, that game, they basically have it locked. I feel like the ABC News is like their first test as a partnership to see if a bigger partnership can't potentially happen. And testing it out with something like the debate is a good way to test it, because you know they need resources for live streaming, but they also need viewers. Like because you can stream doesn't mean that anybody's going to watch it. Having ABC means that having a partnership with Apple means that you at least have the Apple community potentially available to watch it. And because, you know, debates have always been on things like YouTube.
Yeah, like, always.
Get it all the time, and if you want to, but this sort of puts a gate around it and allows it to be like more of a premium experience.
Yeah, it's an exchange. Go ahead. Yeah, my bad.
No, go ahead.
Well, I would say it looks like overall it's like an exchange of, you know, tapping into each other's network, right? So you look at it as far as the presidential stuff goes, and I've always wanted to, you know, not to dip too much in conspiracy, but I think that, you know, Republicans, as far as Republican and Democrats, they Siamese twins, you know what I mean? But,
yeah.
You know, as far as overall, right? But overall, I think what Apple is trying to do, which kind of goes into the next article, we ain't going to jump into it just yet, but I feel like that's a good money move for Apple. Again, they after the bread always. I mean, I feel like you need to be in business, but it's kind of like sometimes you need to be more covert, like not for the masses to see, but I'm wise to them. You know what I mean? Like I feel that by doing this, you think about all of this, the stuff, all the coverage that's going to come with everybody, this over all the presidential election stuff, by them partnering, and but whether I guess Apple, a lot of Apple stuff being featured on the ABC network, it gives them the opportunity to reach an audience that's probably not privy to what Apple has to offer, right? And yeah, because of that, be it the Apple will be in front of people who probably is not so. If you think about it, most of the people who are heavy on like the presidential election and stuff like that, just from my experience, are people who are like more like outside the millennial age. I mean, of course, we have a lot of our people who are mm-hmm. active in it, but you know, coming from like our old heads, you know, and up, they're heavy on like the presidential election stuff. It's like a highlight of their years and stuff like that, right? So, but a lot of them at the same time are not privy to, like, they're not up on the Apple game, just, you know, looking at it from a bird's eye view. So by them partnering with ABC, is like, it almost seems like Apple in a way is finding a way to tap into a market that doesn't really, is not really concerned too much about, you know, the tech stuff that me and you, like, they're not up on, like, you know, if whether it's a good move or not buying a $50,000, you know, Mac Pro. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's like that's not the audience. So, but they're able
they
to.
Go wide.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, they go
deep. Yeah.
And so, I mean, I see it, you know, and I think that in a way they still can benefit. I'm just, you know, I ain't going to give them no slack. You know, like, I see what they're doing and, you know, good luck. You know, I honor good business moves. I just hope that they use it correctly and not be abusive with just having a little bit. You know, they may say it on paper and show a segment here and there, but then primarily it's going to be, you know, we're not stealing data. You know, we're just showing it to a whole lot of people.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's going to be an ABC News and Apple News partnership, but it's going to be iAds? The thing that they got knocked off completely?
Yeah.
It's going to be iAds, but presented to you by way of the ABC and Apple News Connect.
What do you think? What do you think of the possibility of Apple just going out and buying at ABC?
I think it's I was actually sitting here thinking, like, who would Apple partner with? And I think that what Apple would try to do, it'd be good for them, but I was sitting here thinking Apple with Disney. Like, I think that'd be, that's something different, you know. But
I think they got Pixar. I think Apple is still Pixar. I think Apple is Pixar, and you know, Disney just started doing Disney movies. I don't know if Disney is part of Pixar or not.
No, that's a good. I'm just thinking. I just know that Disney been acquiring everything, and I feel like if there is a bandwagon that Apple was really trying to hop on and even be acquired, I don't know. Well, no, they worth more than. They actually acquired Disney.
They got a lot of money. They got some money, but like I think what they would do is like to try to get the old heads that aren't into the streaming world. That's because ABC is still it's still going to make money nonetheless because of advertising purposes. But more than anything, you know, television has always been the hypnotic tool to get, like, you know, the message out there in the people's ears and you know, to see things. So like Apple doesn't have a broadcasting medium yet. And they don't have a broadcasting medium. They don't have like a live resource. They keep struggling when it comes to trying to make shows and stuff. I feel like they would probably benefit themselves better to just buy out a company that's great at it and allow them to keep doing what they've been doing.
Slowly
interject some of Appleness into it. You know what I mean?
Disney.
Yeah, exactly. and to keep Disney from doing it, because you know they don't want Disney to go ahead and do that, because Disney got everything right now. And it's like if they buy everything, then Apple won't ever have a chance to get them.
Right. So they may. Hey, that's what happens, man. If there's competition. And the way it works in the business world is that as far as the warfare goes, just buy them out. If I can afford to, I'm going to.
Disney bought Fox. Like, I ain't never think Fox would just be bought out like that. How you just buy Fox?
Yeah.
How did Disney just buy Fox? I still can't wrap that around my head.
Yeah, man. I didn't even know. I looked at all of the stuff that the Disney had acquired. Like, I didn't know Disney had Hulu. You know, so it's like, bro, it's getting
so. ESPN, how you just buy a whole
sports
network?
Yeah,
You just all, just the whole damn thing. Huh? Just fuck it. Not even the NFL, just the whole network.
Whole shit. Yeah. So, I mean, it would be overall with this, I think that they just look, they're going after, Apple is going after more eyeballs, and it's in a righteous way. I give it to them. It's in the righteous way.
I like the way.
But actually, jumping into this, man, last article, man. It says that Apple could reach $2 trillion.
Speaking of them making all the money.
First thing said, Apple market value could reach $2 trillion in one day. That's according to several equity analysts following the shares of the technology giant, John Zaladis, or Zaladis, I don't know, president of Quo Vadis Capital, is one of them. Apple Inc. AAPL is currently valued at $1.22 trillion, making it the most valuable U.S. public company.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, hey, those are great stats, and it goes to show again, once again, that they doing the right thing business wise. With them being worth $2 trillion,
high margins, man.
Like what?
High margins.
Yeah, like, you know, somebody buying a $50,000 Mac Pros, man.
Not Apple tax, bro.
Okay.
Making them trillionaires.
But it makes me think, like, okay. When a company gets this big, you know, and I think this is probably something that, well, this is not the first time we've seen anything like this. I know they had the thing with Rockefeller saying he was worth about like $1 trillion, something like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
But we have a company that's in control of this, you know, control of the minds of the people this much, $2 trillion. Like, what do you think that means for, I don't want to take it as big as the world, but just, I mean, it's $2 trillion company. What does that mean to you, Mike?
To me, it means that they got too high. Their margins is too damn high. I mean, I feel like at $2 trillion, their influence should be more, should be like, I don't know. I might just be like a moralist or some shit. I might just have like too weird of morals. I'm trying to believe that everybody should have like good intents everywhere. But like at $1.22 trillion, like they should have more of an impact on society as a whole, not just the best selling product type thing. And that's what kills me is that like out of all the money that they got, their real impact is really just that they sell great stuff. Like when it comes to like Google's impact, it's like people are learning shit. I mean, like when it comes to Facebook's impact, it's like the world is communicating. When it comes to Apple, it's like they just have the best product, and it's like it's not really beneficial for humanity as much. Like if Apple goes away, it's a hella fucking Android phones that will take over the market and nobody will miss Apple. But if Facebook and or Google goes away or Amazon goes away, other companies will eventually take up the market, but like it's going to be a loss. A lot of societies are going to hurt because of those things dying out. I mean, Apple, if they die out, nobody's really going to be hurt. I mean, like, I don't see anybody really feeling the pain if Apple ever died out as a company.
I think that it's as far as the, you know, if Apple goes away, you know, the world will continue. But by them amassing, mm-hmm. So I was actually trying to Google this quote that I had in my head that I heard before, but it was by the dude. It said it was between 1837 and 1869. Dude, John Dalbert Acton said that he's known for the saying, power tends to corrupt and absolute power corrupts absolutely.
Absolutely.
Right. So you think about with them being $2 trillion, it's like they are at a point when they have that much power. If there is, you know, and if they were to lose, if they, it's almost like they have nothing to lose being almost in the way of being malicious in what they do, but in a way where because they have so much power, what can people actually do about it? You know what I mean? Like if you were to combine, remember we did the article before, it's talking about they worth more than all the energy and that, right? So it's like you have that much power, you know, them being just, you know, people being indoctrinated by it and not, you know, how it always seems to happen that people are kind of taken advantage of when they don't see it, right? That's what happens. With all these people being indoctrinated with the the Apple lifestyle, and they work this much. Like, what are the things that's happening behind the scenes, or what are they putting in front of people that really are more so sociopathic, that doesn't really serve the people, like the purpose of uplifting the people? You know, I don't want to sound too humanitarian, but again, you work $2 trillion. What could you possibly, like, you just, I mean, and almost like you're bound to do something malicious. You're bound to do something that corrupts people.
Yeah, I mean, that's, I mean, like you said, if they, the fact that they are more profitable, worth more than the, all of the U.S. energy companies, like, if any of those U.S. energy companies die out, it's a problem for society. Like,
right.
Things going are going down because people are in need of energy. This is really showing that people's wants are more important than people's needs in society, because Apple is definitely a luxury item, and it's way more profitable than any of these other companies of things that are a necessity. I mean, it's, and they have been able to market things in a way where a non-necessity is treated as such.
It's almost like, we know a part of catering to the human psyche is to give people what they actually don't need to survive, like playing off of people's dreams. And in a sense, you can see it, like, from a I guess, you know, being that you're in sales, kind of like as a like me being in sales and marketing and stuff like that, you know, as a general principle, that you don't worry about selling people. You can include what people need, but you need to sell them what they want if you want to stay in business. You know, so you see with other companies before, they've tried to focus on, this is what happens, like things where people are focusing on, you know, the good, you know, of humanity or somebody, or trying to do something, like, they don't get funded or nothing. Like, but when you're playing on people's emotions and like selling people the dream and they buying into it, like, it's up to that person who makes the sale if they want to do something in the interest of the person that they have emotionally, emotional heartstrings that they're pulling. So, I mean, it's a slippery slope that they're on, because at the same time, I think they understand what you were saying, Mike, that if they want to, if Apple was to disappear, you know, Android would just rise to the top. You know what I mean? Like, nothing would happen, and the world would continue. So if they have, I mean, if it's almost like if they have everything to lose by them completely disappearing and no one caring, then they're going to continue their ambitions to take over, right?
Yeah, like, it's sort of like, because they already know that people underlyingly don't really care about them. They just like, fuck it, we going to just eat y'all money anyway.
Right, we just going
to
keep eating.
We know y'all don't really care, really. Y'all don't want our products. Y'all don't love me, you just love my money.
Yeah, you want that fantasy. Yeah. And I'm going to sell you that. I'm going to show you the world.
And that's basically what it is. I mean, and at that point, it's like, that's why I don't ever feel bad about anything that happens to them on a negative perspective. Oh, they lost a whole bunch of stock. Cool. I mean, like, that's the game they playing. I mean, they not even trying to play another game. I mean, the only they don't hide it. They know Tim Cook don't hide it. Steve Jobs ain't never really hide it. Yeah. Like, yo, the way he treated his daughter, like, yo, I ain't got no daughter.
Right. Crazy.
I mean, but that's
how it is. Man, that's, you know, we don't people forget that part, but you know.
Yeah.
True, man. Let the regular man say that.
Yeah.
I mean, under the jail.
Put him under the jail. What daughter?
What? Stop playing. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. 1500 a month right now. Yep.
I mean, at the least. Well, give me that license. But yeah.
3 years.
Right. 3 years. But that's that's pretty much it, man. It always seems to go that way with that. But hey, look, if y'all know the deal, man. Like, comment, subscribe. You can catch us on all of the podcasts and streaming services, man. Every one of them, wherever you search as far as podcasts, you put, you know, the Apple Advisory and then podcast afterwards, like, you will find us on all of the podcast platforms, man. So I want y'all to do that, man. Like I said, subscribe to our channels and make sure you go to the notification settings and have, you know, see first or whatever the platform requires for you to see our message, man, because we try to do our job, you know, bringing y'all honest commentary and something that y'all can benefit. So for all the Apple consumers out there, y'all up on game. All right. It's not out there in the dark being abused, but that's pretty much all I got, man. You got anything, Mike?
I'm trying to let y'all know, man. I'm not here as an Apple hater. I got an Apple iPhone, people. I got Apple shit. I mean, I got the MacBook Pro. I'm recording on it right now. But I'm saying, like, that will just be what it is. And I gotta treat him as such. I can't lie to him. I can't lie to the people. Y'all just gotta know that. I mean, if you want it as yours, if you want it as your status apparatus, that's what it is. Let's trick these hoes, get this money, man. But y'all take it easy out there, man. Go ahead, do the button, man. Do the damn thing. Hit the buttons, like and subscribe, comment, share. Go ahead and subscribe. Number one is subscribe, because if you subscribe, it make the job a lot easier. You ain't gotta do nothing. All you gotta do is subscribe and get it out the way, and then just listen from that point on.
Subscribe or die.
Subscribe or die.
All right, man. But that's it, man. Mike Bennett, Mike Baker, signing out. Y'all, peace.
Peace.